BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Donald Trump has addressed the opening day of the Republican National Convention, saying his opponents plan to steal November's US presidential election. He made an unscheduled address to the gathering in North Carolina for almost an hour. Republican delegates have voted to officially back Mr. Trump as the party's candidate. New York State's Attorney General Letitia James has taken legal action to force the Trump Organization to comply with its investigation into the company's financial dealings. President Trump has denounced the investigation as politically motivated. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged Russia to carry out a transparent investigation after doctors in Germany confirmed that the Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was poisoned. The hospital in the German capital said his condition was not currently life-threatening, but long-term damage to his nervous system couldn't be ruled out. The authorities in Belarus have detained more opposition and strike leaders after Sunday's protests against the disputed re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Two members of the opposition council were arrested, and a third was summoned for questioning. A Brazilian congresswoman has been charged with ordering the murder of her husband, who was shot dead last year. Detectives have asked for Flor-de-Lis de Souza to be stripped of her parliamentary immunity. At least 15 people in Burundi are reported to have been killed during an attack in the south of the country. A rebel group based in neighbouring Congo said it carried out the shootings. A Burundian government official said the violence was potentially linked to the imminent repatriation of refugees from Rwanda. The authorities in the Gaza Strip have announced an immediate 48-hour curfew after the first coronavirus infections were recorded among the general population. Four members of the same family at a refugee camp tested positive for the virus. BBC News.